The king paid special attention to these women. Now, 30 years after the downfall of the Pahlavi dynasty in Iran, historians and researchers of these affairs have found shameful new aspects about this issue. The most important responsibility of many of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi's closest friends was finding attractive, beautiful girls and women for the king. Asadullah Alam, who was a prime minister from June 5, 1953, was at the top of this list. As the king wished, Alam was the minister of the royal court for 8 years and was the closest person to the king. The only thing that could separate him from the king was cancer. Ardeshir Zahedi, the son of Fazlullah Zahedi and the launcher of the famous coup on August 18th, was the second person on that list. Ardeshir was the king's son-in-law for 7 years and then controlled the foreign policies for Mohammad Reza as the foreign minister for 6 years. He was active in finding women for the king until he died. The Book of Ardeshir's memories is full of these cooperations and the temptations that didn't even leave the king even in the latest dying seconds of his life while fighting cancer on the Bahamas Islands. The above-mentioned list incorporated more people. Hushang Qajar, a prince from the collapsed Qajar dynasty, had prevented any hostility between him and the Pahlavi family. The king had chosen him as the mobile ambassador of Iran's monarchy in Europe. Hushang knew his responsibilities very well. He acted diversely, and the personal airplane was ordered at his service. For the same reason, the king always paid a lot of attention to him. He even got into trouble in Europe for smuggling and womanizing, but these problems were related, or you could say even a part of his missions, so they were solved quickly. The list is very long and revealing, and almost all kinds of governmental or personal figures like lawyers, ambassadors, vice presidents, and princes could be seen on that list. These kinds of corruptions had gone far beyond the court and had extended to many so-called political figures of the government. Even the people were following the king in this matter. Unfaithfulness and lack of any stable ethical principle causes a lot of problems for a person, and sometimes it even leads to a downfall. A downfall so unexpected that it is hard to believe. The atmosphere dominating the Pahlavi court showed no disagreement with the capriciousness of the king. Is one of the most famous French researchers who has studied the quality of the lives of the Pahlavi dynasty for a long time. His book is also a valuable description of the history of the evolution of Iran and the reasons for the king's downfall. In this book, he has interviewed some of the king's relatives and friends who lived in France. In these people's opinions, the costs and the expenses of the court and Mohammad Reza, which was paid from the national treasury, was exceeding the usual expenses of a monarchy. After the Islamic Revolution, Balta managed to visit Saadabad and Niavaran Palace several times and see the royal and the unique lives of the king and his family with his own eyes.
دربار شاهنشاهی مهمترین مصرف کننده درآمدهای نفتی بود. دلارهای نفتی بدون اون که جایی ثبت بشه در اختیار شاه قرار داشت. خانواده مربوط به محمد رضا پهلوی که بسیار پر جمعیت بودند، همه مخارج و هزینه های زندگی در کاخها و مسافرت های خارجی و انواع میهمانی ها و حتی سرمایه گذاری در جاهای مختلف را از محمد رضا می گرفتند و به مصارف شخصی خودشون می رسندند. بدین ترتیب درآمد کشور هرگز در جهت ارتقاء سطح زندگی مردم ایران هزینه نمی شد. هرچه بود به خانواده پهلوی و در رأس اونها به مخارج سنگین محمد رضا و عیاشی های روزافزون او تعلق داشت و نه به مردم.
On the other hand, 2 years after the sudden increase in the price of oil, a great economic crisis took place. High inflation, lack of economic infrastructures, an increase in general expenses and expenses of urbanization without necessary cultural backgrounds, the demolishing and the destroying of villages, the increase in the expectations of the people, extensive and severe financial and ethical corruption in the foreign ministry, ignoring the law and the rights of citizens completely, lack of justice, an increase in stifling and an increase in the number of political prisoners and the number of opponents inside and outside the country, isolation of the king's government in Islamic countries and non-aligned countries, severe economic and martial dependence and the closing down and recession in development projects all ruined the country, which was called the Great Civilization by the king himself. It was like a fetus that is born dead. This caused some of the country's devoted men and women to start fighting against the Pahlavi regime and shook the pillars of the Pahlavi regime in spite of the great number of executions and tortures. Among all these fighting movements, only one thing could attract the confidence of Iran's Muslim people to itself. It was something which had the most effect and paid more attention to the most important original element of Iranian culture, Islam. Rather than showing importance to armed fights, this movement showed importance to the awareness and wakefulness of the people. At the top of this original Islamic movement, there was a great and unique man who was the role model of all goodness and virtues in the Iranian people's minds. He was an outstanding jurisprudent, a great mystic, familiar with time and its requirements, aware of the delicacies of Iranian culture, informed about the needs of the people, and owner of a comprehensive doctrine for responding to the needs of all the generations. On the other hand, there was a man named Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, who was the symbol of badness and weaknesses. He was indecisive and impotent, dependent and very distant from the people. He told lies even in the most honest moments of his life. He tried to deceive people in his weakest stances. The day when the king left Iran, and 16 days later when Imam Khomeini came to this country, the people chanted a slogan which showed their attitude toward these two people. When the monster goes out, the angel comes in. The battle was between an angel and a monster. A monster which was supported by the satanic power of the United States. Nevertheless, the angel had great assistants, such as Ayatollah Khamenei, Martir Mutahhari, Hujjat al-Islam Rafsanjani, Martir Mufatteh, Martir Bahonar, and many other brilliant figures, as well as thousands of immortal martyrs. They carried his message to the different parts of the country and to all groups of people. The person who the people called the Satan had been kissed on his hands by hundreds of men and women at his prime time. However, at the time of difficulties, they were all thinking about escaping the country and gathering their properties and prized possessions. Milan, the reporter of Guando Le Peur magazine published in Paris had the king under surveillance when he escaped and became a refugee. He wrote articles about it in the magazine. Vincent Milan believes that the king never managed to be popular in his country.
تاجگذاری محمد رضا پهلوی از نظر او اقدام مهمی به شمار می رفت. در عرف سلطنتی این اقدام هم جایگاه شاه را تثبیت می کرد و هم وارث او را برای ادامه سلطنت مشخص می کرد. فرح به عنوان همسر شاه اولین زنی بود که از طرف محمد رضا پهلوی بر روی سرش تاج نهاده شد. این تاجگذاری برای فرح هم بسیار پر اهمیت بود و او را از سایر همسران شاه متمایزتر می ساخت. اما همه این تمهیدات و اقدامات هنگامی ارزش داشت که نظام سلطنتی در ایران بتواند مشروعیت خود را حفظ کند و مردم آن نظام را پذیرا باشند. محمد رضا پهلوی برای این تاجگذاری مخارج سنگینی را بر دوش ملتش گذاشت، اما استبداد او افزون و مقبولیتش کاهش و از میان رفته بود و سرانجام هم از تخت سلطنت سقوط.
In the fall of 1978, the king was alone in the palace of the so-called lonely people. All of his servants and flatterers had gone. He heard numerous bad news. Hearing the sound of Allahu Akbar at midnight bewildered him a lot, as he considered himself the king of the largest Shia country in the world. In her book of memories, Faride Diba, Farah's mother, describes the last days like this. In the last days, it was as if there were some wandering ghosts in the palace, and they visited my son-in-law unexpectedly. William Sullivan, the United States ambassador in the deserted palace of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, with the least formalities, talked to the king about his leaving Iran. The king was waiting for an agreement from Washington and was deciding on what to do with the property he had plundered. On Ashura 1978, the king was flying in a helicopter and observing the millions of people demonstrating in Tehran. Then he told Marshal Ashari, who was accompanying him, that it wasn't a place to stay anymore. To say this, he didn't even wait until his helicopter landed. The martial government of Marshal Ashari couldn't do anything. Shapur Bakhtiar surrendered himself to the temptations of power, although everyone could hear the pillars of the monarchy breaking. By accepting the position of Prime Minister of the king, who was escaping, Bakhtiar showed that the tempting spirit of people surrenders to the Satan even in the worst situations. Mohammad Reza Pahlavi offered the position of Prime Minister, which was left unwanted by anyone who came to visit him. Dr. Ghulam Hossein Siddiqui and Dr. Karim Sanjabi, two of the National Front leaders, were politically intelligent enough not to accept the position of Prime Minister from an escaping king. However, Bakhtiar was trapped in his undue ambitions, and Mohammad Reza Pahlavi felt that by choosing a henchman like him, the opportunity... On that day, 386 suitcases and boxes containing different kinds of ornaments, gold, jewelry, and antiques were carried from Niavaran Palace to Mehrabad Airport. But this was nothing compared to the king's $40 billion account, his numerous palaces and islands, which were gained by plundering the national treasury. In his time, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi was one of the richest men in the world. But no one could understand that there are some factors in life which were 1,000 times more important than money and wealth. One of those factors is reputation. Undoubtedly, a person who escapes from his home country and his people inferiorly will have no place anywhere in the world. The sad and crying face of Mohammad Reza Pahlavi and his wife, Farah Diba at Mehrabad Airport, suggested that the realities of their monarchy were so revealed that they could even feel it themselves behind the thick walls and curtains of power and wealth. In his interview with the reporters at the airport, the king adopted the same method that he had got used to during all his life, which was lying.
حس وضعیت مملکت و انجام وظیفه بر اساس میهن‌پرستی ندارم.